Next on the agenda is our financial report by Walter Knorr. As you all know, Walt has the uncanny ability of making regaling presentations on more and more dire data. So I'll turn it over to you, Walt. Not an easy task.
The camera's in my back, of course, but that is my best side, though. And for those fellows streaming this, I would make copies of this this performance this morning and make multiple copies of it, and make it available. I mean, because that was exceptional. So I want to thank Dr. Amoritas for setting, I would call it, the atmosphere for my presentation this morning. Get right to it. Please note that I did put the system on the front page. I did make the adjustment to system. So as I usually do, I just report to you what's happened since the last board meeting of note. It's not really of note, the first one. Of course, there's been no action, at the state level on the appropriation. We are still living in for 2017 with a $351 million bridge appropriation. The governor is supposed to be making a State of the State address later this month, and maybe find out more then. He's also supposed to be making a budget speech in a couple weeks into February, and maybe we'll find out more then. But no real movement as far as anything else happening in Springfield. There's a couple of shell bills out there, vehicle bills. One is basically, we brought it up yesterday, a $7 billion financing to take a bite out of the backlog of bills, to pay some of the backlog on bills. And of course, there's always a vehicle bill or shell bill out there to, for purposes of the rest of the FY17 funding, whenever that shows up. But we have essentially no appropriation for our academic year 16-17 MAP awards, monetary awards. The appropriation that was put out by the state for their 17 appropriation, again, we used it to pay the spring of last year's academic year, the academic year 15-16 MAP awards. So we used that money to pay that. So we are basically fully exposed, as the chancellor said, with regard to MAP awards for this current academic year. I guess if there is good news, we have fully billed and we received the appropriation, almost $350 million appropriation for 17. But if you look at the state controller's website, you'll see that as of the beginning of the year, there's a $11.1 billion backlog in bills to be paid. And in that backlog is $3.9 billion of healthcare bills for healthcare, for the benefits for state employees, including university employees. And I think everybody's well aware of what's going on there. The university, the hospital, under the good stewardship of Dr. Ghosh and Mike Zen, finished with a slight positive balance for FY16. But as reported yesterday, it continues to be a concern with regard to the receipts and the receivables, and staying on top of that. The Institute of Government and Public Affairs reported on the very slow economic growth for the state in 2016, and actually put out a report in November that basically looked at the state's financial and budgetary situation, and we were very concerned about whether it was even the challenge was it surmountable. That's available. In November, you approved submission of an operating and capital budget, to the IBHE. That IBHE basically forwarded essentially an operating budget and a capital budget onto the state. The capital budget they actually forwarded on our old capital request and not the new capital request, and are taking under advisory our new capital request. But that has been, they're calling it foundational funding being recommended for us, which means essentially the FY15 level of funding for the university. No change in ratings, you know, with Moody's and Standard & Poor's, but we are undergoing another review by Moody's as we speak. We're on a constant review because of the state situation. There are things that happen at the state that trigger reviews of the university on a regular basis. The last thing really is, you know, I would hope that we would have had the audit report out by now for FY16. I know everybody waits, you know, with bated breath, you know, for that to come out. But it will probably come out at the end of January. That's for FY16, and we will do a full report to the board on at the March meeting on that report. Very quickly, this is the flash report put out by IGPA. What it really says here, as has been said, is basically measures growth. If it's above the line, there is growth. No growth is the red below the line. And what you can see is basically the IGPA is seeing that for all of 16, you see a downward track, a reduction in growth. This is a measure of corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal income that they basically, but this has been reported month after month and basically a downward trend in growth for the state of Illinois. The appropriation piece, again, if you take a look at where we stand in comparison, particularly to FY15, the $180 million stopgap, it was allocated by the state to us, $169 million going to the university, $11 million going to the hospital. But that $180 million is $482 million short of the FY15 funding. So it was like 75% lower than the FY15 funding. Then we move over to the FY17, the bridge appropriation. That's $311 million lower than the FY15 funding. So in combination, that's about almost $800 million in shortfall from the FY15 for the 2 years. And then if you add the MAP, we're still looking forward to, you add another $60 million to that. So looking at roughly $850 million in difference between this and FY15 as of today. And when we look at these appropriations, we've had to basically deal with, you know, essentially what guidance we have gotten with the appropriations from the state. Again, in FY16, the appropriation was basically dictated by the state. It was just $169 million, as I said, and $11 million for the hospital. When we got to FY17 and the bridge appropriation, it was only two pieces to it. It was $349.5 million for the university. And $1.5 million we went to the Labor and Employee Relations College. Those were the only two distinctions made by the state. So we had to do an allocation based on our previous full year appropriations. Basically, we had to honor our obligations for health care benefits that we have to pay to CMS, to the state. We have an obligation there. We basically allocated $20 million to the hospital, basically for their Medicaid payments to feed the Medicaid Trust Fund in particular. And the Prairie Research Institute were the other ones that were $9 million we had to basically allocate there. But we had to do those own allocations based on prior year's allocations of the appropriations. This is the new diagram. We call it this in the business. We call it the X diagram. This is basically the increase, the tuition increase, and the crossover in roughly 2008, 2009 between tuition and state support. And you can see that we're up to this is the most current information for fiscal year 17. The total tuition of $1.2 billion. You can see it's flattening out. Particularly in the last couple of years, because of not having an increase in tuition, we do still have the rollover of some cohorts that affects in there. But you can see again with the drop in the overall drop in the state support, and then of course the last couple of years with the rather jagged, uncertain levels of appropriation that we're getting from the state. Again, over the course of even when this tuition is rising, again, as we've said before, 10,000, 12,000 more students are involved in those dollars. When we look at the MAP awards, this was the final for the MAP awards for FY16. $60.4 million coming to the University of Illinois. And as we said before, we had to basically, in order to fund the FY16 MAP awards for the spring, we had to basically take it from the FY17 appropriation from the state. I think it's interesting, the reason I put this up is it's all, when you basically look at the publics, the total that goes to the publics is about $141.9 million in MAP awards going to the publics. Almost the same amount is going to the privates. I think it's an interesting question of equity there, you know, when you basically look at that. That's an interesting point there. And basically, Trustee Hoffman, to finish off my you add the $60.4 million for MAP, $83.5 supplemental financial aid, and $77.8 for Pell. So about $220 million total of financial aid, I think, for I can get you the history on that. I think I'm just answering your question from yesterday, sir. So, the hospital through November, again, as I said, under, you know, Dr. Ghosh has got it under control in very tough times. But through November, we're looking at an operating margin of $2.2 million. You know, very thin operating margins at the hospital. I always put on here basically what we think the cash is being generated. By adding back depreciation on that number, so about $10.1 million in cash is being generated by the hospital, because cash is so important to the hospital. I think you saw yesterday that the cash at the hospital is about 93 days. That is slightly improved, but it's still way off of the expected needs, you know, for a hospital operation, the cash level that they would need. The new numbers and final numbers are in for the state pension liabilities. We're hitting the $130 billion mark in the unfunded liability of the state pension funds. I guess if there is a good side of this, that SERS is $23.9 million, almost $24 billion, and it's the highest funded ratio of the. But even at 41%, that's a very tough number. And if you take a look at the SERS, and as I've said before, the University of Illinois is probably about 45% of that. So the unfunded liability that belongs to the University of Illinois would be somewhere around $10.5-11 million of that number. And when you look at basically the drain in the next slide, the drain on the operating fund, because the pension contributions come out of the state's operating fund, the increase just for the state university retirement system basically up 441%, you know, since 2000. And now it's basically costing about $1.7 billion has to be fed into the pension funds by the state, you know, to try to keep it from deteriorating. Second. Penultimate slide. This is the newest numbers with regard to research and expenditures and the rankings. Overall, the University of Illinois system is number 11. This is just basically a comparison to all the Big Ten schools and their research. 11 overall, and when you break it down between the Urbana, it ranked at 32, and UIC at 65. This is these are the most recent research expenditures and basically the rankings. I like to close very quickly with basically what looks like, you know, as we go into a new year and looking forward to the higher education outlook. I think that when you think about federal policy and funding changes, there's a change in administration and there's an exposure to change in federal funding and policies that govern, you know, potentially research. It could affect Medicaid, Medicare, affect the federal Pell grants. All of those things could be under scrutiny. The good news, I think, is that NIH and NSF has already filed their budgets for 2017. So they filed them with increases, 2-3% increases in their budgets that they requested. As far as labor, rising inflation, that we've expected a strengthening labor market, which will basically push inflation and inflate labor costs. Of course, labor costs are a key component of the cost structure of the university. Rising borrowing costs, the feds have already increased in December. It increased the Fed rate, expected to basically two or three more increases this year. This, of course, is driving up the cost. Will be driving up the cost of borrowing. I think the good news for us is that we took advantage of the low interest rates and refunded everything that we could possibly refund in the last 18 months, and took advantage of the interest rates that existed and achieved tremendous savings. As far as retirement and health care liabilities, those states including the state of Illinois, where the state basically carries the cost of health and liability for pensions and health care, concerned that there might be a cost shift, you know, to us. The concern is basically with the investment performances, whether or not they can meet their actuarial requirements for retirement. Most of the state plans have a 7.5% expected interest rate investment return assumption, which is we're falling woefully short of. Financial market performance, last year was a flat year as far as financial market performance for us, and really for all of higher ed as far as their investments. It was all pretty much at the the markets were what they were. I think improved market performance, of course, will increase revenues, improve pension funding, and certainly assist in philanthropy. Moderating state support, Illinois probably in the last, over the last 8 years, probably has had the second greatest drop in state support for higher education. I think only Arizona is worse as far as I think the average, and I think it's most of the other states have moderated, basically stabilized in their support, for higher education, for public higher education, except perhaps in some of the states where there's energy problems, in the energy sector. I think there will continue to be tuition pressures. Of course, affordability, we've been through that. That will continue to be a great concern. And the value proposition associated with going for higher education will be at stake there. The academic medical centers, again, the big ones will probably prosper. We should prosper, too, with growth. There should be growth there and volume. Volume should be there. Of course, the potential revision of the Affordable Care Act may throw a lot of uncertainty into the whole prospect, so we have to face that. Of course, with growth, there's going to be a need for capital dollars, for academic medical centers. And lastly, endowment and philanthropic, of course, that's really going to be driven by the economy, consumer confidence, and also just the performance of the financial markets, basically, to be in them. And that we're on the cusp, as mentioned, we're on the cusp of a new campaign, and hopefully all of those things will move in our favor for purposes of the new campaign. So those are my comments, and be happy to answer any questions. And
any questions for Walt?
Just one question on the bond ratings. You mentioned ours would be reviewed. Is the state under review also?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what drove it is basically Moody's, for instance, has read the stories at the end of the year about the loss of citizens and loss of population in Illinois, and they're voicing concern about just having a populace, to basically help deal with the economic situation. So, I mean, that's Moody's, interpretation. So that's what's prompted the newest review.
Other questions? Walt, I just had one quick question on the flash index.
Yeah.
Safe to say that the y-axis is percentage?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now we're up 4% from July of 12, January of 12, thereabouts. There you go. And you said that calculation was based on consumer spending, corporate earnings, and what else?
It's based on the growth rates and corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal incomes, and all measured essentially by tax receipts.
All right. Thank you. There aren't any other questions. Thank you, Walt, as always, for a very thorough presentation of our financial status.